All right, Alexander, let's talk about a new law, a new act that is coming out from Boris Johnson in the UK. The press, the media is calling it, they're dubbing it kind of an official secrets act. And this is pretty much Boris Johnson, his government, going after journalists. But it may not have the name official secrets act. It may be called something else. You actually have a better idea as to what this is going to be. But get into this latest development on what is more censorship and more going after journalists. And when I mean journalists, I mean real journalists, not like BBC and all these guys who are pretty much just an arm of the government or the deep state. I mean like real journalists like Julian Assange, for example. So we're going from bad to worse to scary. What's going on here?
Yeah. I think you've described it exactly right. We are now at the scary point, and it's becoming extremely concerning. Now, what I have heard informally is that this new act, when it finally does appear, which I'm sure it will be called the Espionage Act. And that is an obvious and very deliberate copy of the US Espionage Act of 1917, which has been used to prosecute whistleblowers in the United States, including, of course, it's the act upon which the indictments, the US indictments against Julian Assange are based. And that is deliberate. That's absolutely intentional. It's intended to align British secrets policy with that of the US. Only it goes much further than the US Espionage Act does. And the first thing it does is that obviously it takes away, it makes it absolutely explicit that there is no public interest defense to a whistleblower who leaks classified information. If a whistleblower leaks classified information, if, for example, a whistleblower were to leak information that the British government was involved in assassinating a head of state or attempting to assassinate a head of state, as, by the way, was exposed back in the 1980s with a British attempt to assassinate Gaddafi in Libya, a plan to do so, then, of course, that is now there's no public interest defence in disclosing that information. There is no public interest defence in disclosing information about a drone programme, a murder programme, anything that the British government does, which is classified. They can be a whistleblower can be prosecuted for, and they have no public interest defence in respect of it. But where it goes much further and where it goes beyond even what the US Espionage Act does is that it says that a journalist or a media outlet that obtains classified information from a whistleblower and publishes it is also going to be prosecuted under this act, and it too cannot rely upon a public interest defence. So that makes impossible the kind of journalism that WikiLeaks does. If you remember, WikiLeaks obtained information from classified sources. It routinely does that from the United States and intelligence community, from all kinds of places, and it republishes it. If it were to republish information from Britain, from the British authorities, if it was able to obtain, for example, information about the British drone program and were to republish it, then it would face a prosecution under this new act, and it would not be able to rely or depend upon the protections, the public interest defence protections. So that is an enormous attack on journalism. It makes investigative journalism involve, where it touches upon or involves or affects the British government, the British intelligence agencies, the British defence community, British foreign policy, British economic policy, all those sort of things, it makes it impossible. And the justification for this, and this is what I find most alarming, is that it says that if a journalist does that, if a journalist publishes this kind of classified information, that is as bad as spying for a foreign power and should be treated in the same way. So a journalist who receives the kind of information that from a sort of British Chelsea Manning and publishes it is in effect treated as a spy and faces all the same penalties that a spy would do. And in Britain, as in most countries, being prosecuted as a spy can put you in prison, in effect, for most of your life. In fact, sometimes all of your life. So this is an unbelievable expansion of the power of the surveillance state, of the British deep state. It makes reporting of its activities all but impossible. And when you said it's scary, I think it's more than scary. I think it's terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, on a side note, is it the United States, the EU, UK? Anyway, these places are just becoming unlivable. They really are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a quote from Johnson, and then I'll give you a tweet from John Simpson. So here's the quote from Johnson. I don't want to have a world in which people are prosecuted for doing what they think is their public duty and in the public interest. I'm full of admiration for the way journalists generally conduct themselves. Whatever this thing is, I don't for one minute think it's going to interrupt the normal process. I don't for one minute think it's going to interrupt the normal process. That's what Johnson said, a direct quote. And here's a tweet from John Simpson. He says, Priti Patel's home office wants to make it a crime for journalists to embarrass the government by publishing leaked official documents. The maximum penalty would be 14 years in prison. This would put British journalists on a par with foreign spies.
Exactly. I mean, what Johnson says is extraordinary. Bear in mind that he is, before he became a politician, he was a journalist. In fact, he still writes columns every so often for the Daily Telegraph. But he was formerly the editor of The Spectator, which is one of our big political magazines. Apparently a very good editor. And he's a columnist for the Daily Telegraph. He was a columnist for the Daily Telegraph and a highly paid one. And of course, he was also a reporter in Brussels, where he reported on EU news. So he's someone who knows about how journalism works and how this could restrict what they do. And when you talk about think, you know, you don't think this is going to have an effect. Well, that's an unbelievable thing for a prime minister to say, because the prime minister doesn't just think about that, those sort of things. The Prime Minister is supposed to know what the effect of the legislation he is going to pass, his government is going to pass, is going to have. And can I just say something? There's been a long history of official secrets acts in Britain which have steadily restricted the rights of the media, and they go back all the way to the 1880s. And you see that every time one of these acts comes in, you have assurances given by British ministers and British officials. Oh, this isn't really intended about journalism. Journalism can go on exactly as it always has. This is nothing to do with, you know, good, responsible journalism. It's only intended to protect very small number of very important secrets, which are important for the defence of the country. They always give these assurances. And every time the act is passed, and each act, as I said, is more repressive than the one which preceded it, but this takes it far, far, far further. Every time the act is eventually passed, we discover that all these assurances that were given before the act was passed absolutely have no meaning whatsoever. They're all completely they're just empty words in the wind. They have no meaning or relevance at all. Can I just say, when I say that there's been a steady progression, the first Official Secrets Act, which was passed in the 1880s, explicitly set out, when it was passed, a public interest defence. And it's been fascinating to see how with every single iteration, every single new act, they've chipped away at that public interest defense. Now they're going to do away with it completely. Previously, that public interest defense protected both whistleblowers and journalists. It's now whistleblowers lost it some time ago. Now journalists are going to lose it too. And what we see in effect is that the British government is going to prosecute not just whistleblowers, but journalists too, as it clamps down on more and more areas of information in public life, denying the British people and indeed the world information about what really goes on in Britain.
Right. If you're a journalist, you'll be scared to death to report on anything that goes against the government, whatever government it is, conservative, Labour, it doesn't matter. If you're a whistleblower, you're going to think 2, 3, 4, 5 times before you actually approach a journalist. So they're sealing up the media space. How long before they extend acts like this to affect the public? And when I mean the public, people that post on social media, say I'm sitting in my home and I get an interesting article or a video and I post it on a big tech platform. What are the chances that this law broadens out and the UK government starts handing out fines and perhaps prison sentences for people that post information that once again goes against the government or is somehow part of an ever-expanding Secrets Act? Because this is going to grow. I don't imagine this act is going to shrink. It's going to expand.
Absolutely, it's going to expand. Now, let's give an example, because, of course, it's a matter that does actually concern lots of people. It concerns me, because, bear in mind, I live in Britain, and I like to talk about things. But there's been a whole series of leaks by an entity that calls itself Anonymous. That could very well be an intelligence agency. Conceivably, it could be a Russian intelligence agency. I'm not guessing what the source is, but it's this entity has leaked official British documents about the activities of the British government to try and influence media activities through what's called the Integrity Initiative. And it's also published information about British government activities, covert activities in Syria, in Belarus, and in other places. All of this is, of course, secret. All of this is classified. All of this has been reported in other countries, in Russia, around the world. But can I discuss it and talk about it in Britain? Well, I'm not sure anymore. I think it is only a question of time before it becomes absolutely clear that I cannot. So we might have a paradoxical situation where it becomes possible to talk about things like this, about activities that the British government is doing in places like Russia, but not in Britain itself. And that is a very extraordinary state of affairs. But, I mean, it could very well directly and personally affect someone like me who does want to discuss these things. And that is an extremely alarming development. And, of course, you're quite right in saying, we on the Duran, we operate on social, on the, you know, the new tech media, social media, but it might become a criminal offence even to discuss these topics there, because each iteration, as I said, of these acts becomes increasingly restrictive. And it's very alarming. And I have to take issue with you on one thing. You've talked about how the British media have opposed this thing. Well, they sort of have. You have the odd article appearing in The Guardian, for example. You have this comment by people like John Simpson. But the extraordinary thing is, the media as a whole has hardly featured this thing in Britain at all. Barely talking about it. And that makes me think that, of course, they don't really seriously expect that they're going to be affected by it, because, as you absolutely rightly said, what calls itself the mainstream media in Britain has become increasingly court journalism. In other words, you simply reproduce what the government wants you to know. What it's going to do, what it's going to be really directed against, is independent media platforms like ours and like the ones that have started to emerge and increasingly appear in Britain itself. So that's what it's really directed at. And I think it is a very dangerous threat, because it makes real media activity, real journalism in a country like Britain, all but impossible.
No, the mainstream media, I mean, they're part of the surveillance state, the deep state. I mean, they're part of the game. They're in the club. So obviously they're not worried about this, because they've got a pass. You know, they're not going to be affected by this, because they're not real journalists. What it will do in the mainstream media space, I believe, is if you have an outlaw type of mainstream media journalist, like, say, a Tucker Carlson in the USA, an equivalent to the UK, it'll rein that person in.
Absolutely.
So that person won't be able to go off script so often, and it'll rein that person in. So they'll be forced to stay on script, or they'll face these types of punishments, right? For channels like ours, what it's going to do is that it's going to embolden big tech platforms to say, well, this is UK law. So channels like ours and other channels, big, small, whatever it is, even personal pages on Facebook and on Twitter, it'll give big tech the excuse in the UK to say, well, look, we're going to have to deplatform this person, or remove this tweet or this Facebook post or this Instagram, whatever it is, because we're just following Boris Johnson's Secrets Act. We're not to blame. We're following the UK law. That's what it's just going to embolden big tech. This is so manipulative and so vicious from the Boris Johnson government. This is authoritarianism, plain and simple, to the letter. This is the UK becoming an authoritarian state.
I completely agree. I entirely endorse everything you said. The only thing I would say is, of course, we don't have in the mainstream media in Britain anyone like Tucker Carlson. But having said that, if we did, then a British Tucker Carlson would certainly very quickly find themselves under the same kind of attack from this sort of law. What we do have in Britain is not exactly a flourishing, but a growing independent media space, which operates, like all independent media space does, via a social media, via the internet. You have sites like Guido Fawkes, which is right wing. You have also sites like The Canary, which are left wing. And you get far more real reporting in places like that now than you do in the mainstream media. And this is clearly, obviously, directed against them. And as you absolutely rightly say, the tech companies are also going to be heavily involved. Now, can I just say, we've now got a decision, admittedly from a Scottish court, which actually tries to draw a distinction between what it calls the mainstream press and independent media. They're actually working in Britain to try to create a legal distinction between the two. So you have approved journalists, mainstream journalists, who are going to have legal protections, and other journalists, I would say real journalists, because of course an approved journalist is not a real journalist, real journalists who are going to be fair game for the surveillance state, the tech companies, their allies in the tech companies, and the prosecuting authorities and all the rest. And it's astonishing that Boris Johnson, as I said, who has posed many times as being on the libertarian wing of the Conservative Party, and who has been a journalist himself and a good journalist, should have gone down this route. And it tells you of the extent of elite capture in Britain.
Scary stuff. All right, everybody. All the more reason to find us on Locals, theduran.locals.com. Please go to Locals. It's free to get all our content that we have on YouTube and on other platforms. We're going to be putting out extra content as well. If you want to subscribe to the extra content, you can do so as well. But it is free to consume all the content that you're seeing on a daily basis on platforms like YouTube, theduran.locals.com. And you can always find us on the other great video platforms like SuperU, BitChute, Rumble, and Odyssey. All those links are underneath this video. And when I mean all our videos, Alexander's videos, the Duran's videos, my videos, we put them all in one place. So it really is our community. So check us out there. Please subscribe and plug into us there. And of course, the Duran Shop, 10% off when you use the code REALNEWS. Take care.